Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, it may not be this season, but there's been quite a bit of news involving the New England Patriots this week. Joining us for our weekly sports segment is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Deb.
So some of the news this week involved the Patriots roster. Receiver Danny Amendola appears headed to Miami to play for the Dolphins. And here's Tom Brady in October of last year talking about how impressed he was with Amendola's plays during a game with the Panthers.
Yeah, I have a ton of confidence in him. I always have. It's just, and it always keeps growing. I mean, we played together for a long time, and he's such a clutch player.
So is this a surprising move, Bill?
Well, I guess it's a surprising move to Tom Brady. you know, Amendola, of course, has had a reputation of being spectacularly dependable, especially when it matters most in the postseason and on occasion in various Super Bowls as well. It's not surprising in terms of the context of the whole National Football League because this is what athletes do. They look around and attempt to maximize the bottom line for the brief period of time that they have. Because playing
unless
careers,
you're Tom Brady.
Even Tom Brady. I mean, he's been in the happy situation of making top dollar pretty much by staying in one place. But that's not the case for a lot of other players.
Aside from Amendola, though, we heard about Deion Lewis and Malcolm Butler, tentative deals with Tennessee. What do we take of those moves? Same thing here, Bill?
You don't know what to make of any of these moves, of course, until you see what the team that's going to take shape over the course of the draft and various acquisitions, what that team's going to look like next season. The one that bothers me more than the guys that you have mentioned, useful as they are, is Nate Solder. He is, according to information that I got just a few hours ago, going to sign a gigantic contract with the New York Giants. And this is the guy who has the primary responsibility of keeping defensive players away from Tom Brady. So unless the Patriots are ready to put somebody else in that position who's as good as Nate Solder has been at protecting Brady, I would say Brady might be even more concerned about his loss to the Giants than the ones you have mentioned.
And, of course, we've got Gronkowski, too, still no contract.
Yeah, and that's a great problem because you always want players who are going to entertain the fans, win or lose, and Gronkowski can certainly be counted on to do that.
But does any of this mean anything about the team's relationship with Brady?
There's lots of speculation about who has the power now. Is it Kraft? Is it Brady? Is it Belichick? Is there some sort of shift in terms of who's able to call the shots and who gets listened to? Again, I am not inside the heads of any of those people, so I don't really know. But there has to be some realization, some recognition that fit as he is and successful as he has been at what is a very advanced age for an NFL quarterback, Tom Brady is an old NFL quarterback. And people have to be thinking to some extent, people in the organization have to be thinking to some extent that he isn't going to last forever. So perhaps he doesn't have the same sort of influence that he had, say, 5 years ago.
Now, let's talk about this class action lawsuit that we've heard about regarding football players, Patriots specifically. 42 team members have alleged that they experienced symptoms of brain injuries caused by repetitive head impacts.
42 of the players who were on those 42 of the 100 players that were on those most recent teams that
title
won Super
teams,
Bowl. So
right.
This is not guys who are in their 50s.
Right.
This is guys who are in their 30s.
Right. So what does it mean, do you think, that these players are coming forward, the 42 of these 100 who were on these three title teams that are in this lawsuit about brain injuries? What does it mean, Bill?
Well, a lot of these guys, we were aware that they were on the list of people who were in the concussion lawsuit. Some of them have experienced symptoms of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, memory problems, pain, mood swings, depression, et cetera. And some of them have simply signed up because they anticipate that it's very likely that they will anticipate some of these symptoms somewhere down the line, and they want to be in the right place at the right time to be eligible to collect for that or for their families to be able to collect. But the striking thing about Bob Holder's article on Sunday, which is the story to which you were referring, is that he puts all these people together. He suddenly confronts Patriots fans with the fact that this is a big number of players. And some of these guys are among the most popular and most accomplished Patriots in the history of the franchise. And so, you know, it's not just the poor, unfortunate lineman who's hit his head against another lineman a whole lot of times. It's guys who made the team what it is and who are now suddenly faced with significantly diminished lives, and you know, some of them, as I say, in their 30s, and people who are saying, well, you know, I like to sit in a quiet, dark room by myself because some days I can't figure anything out at 35. How many days like that is he going to have when he's 50? And this is the thing that's scary about Mr. Holler's article that came out Sunday.
Right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can listen every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR. Bill, thanks as always.
Thank you, Deb.